So just as I come to a close, unfortunately, I think this is just the beginning.
Yes,
So
yes.
I've learnt when people tell you what they're going to do, don't ignore them. So when the UN and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab tell you that they've got a UN 2030 plan with sustainable development goals, I think there are 17 or 21 of them, and every one of them says, you won't be traveling, you won't have a private car, we won't be using international shipping to move goods around, there won't be any flights except military or perhaps very rich people, you won't own anything and you'll be happy, you probably won't live in your own house, you'll be using much less energy for everything, including heating, manufactured goods, and so on. When they tell you that, you should assume that they're serious about it. And so
Yes.
I think COVID has been part one of a multi-act play that's going to take 10 years that will destroy the liberal democracies completely. We've already, if you think living in a democracy, now ask yourself who you could vote for that would change this, because I don't think there's anyone you can vote for anywhere that would is guaranteed things. So I don't have an answer, but I'm telling you, I think we're sliding down through the gates of hell. I'm speaking out. There's nothing in it for me. I've lost lots of money, all my friends. I'm away from my home and family. And I'm speaking out because I am absolutely sure what I've told you is substantially true.
So let's talk about Megyn Kelly a little bit. Let's start with the name here, Megyn. Now this GYN actually means female in Greek. So you can see it there with English letters, GYNE. That's where we get the word gynecologist. So it's me, Yin, me woman. I'm a woman, Kelly. I think that's what that name could be signifying, because usually the name Megyn is spelled differently, I believe. Just in case you questioned if this person was really a female, well, it's in the name. This person is going to double down and claim, yeah, me female. Although, if we examine the bone structure and just take a look, we can see this is a very masculine transvestite. Very, very masculine person. If it wasn't for the makeup and the hair and the clothes, more masculine than most men out there, because men are supposed to be emasculated these days. The masculinity seems to have gathered in Megyn. This one here reminds me of Serena Williams. That's how masculine it is. Like if Serena Williams put on white face, you'd get something kind of like this. I'm not saying that's what it is, but so incredibly masculine, and but yeah, with the feminine appearance. So it's like this Amazonian type warrior newscaster. And seems to be kind of on the conservative side of things. And this person, you know, is speaking out against the transgender agenda, but yet we can clearly see what this person actually is and has been the whole time. It's a transcaster. It's a spellcaster, right? This is magic and sorcery and deception. I would say this is really the first person I ever so-called transvestigated. Probably back in like 2014, 2015, I was visiting my brother at his house, and he had the TV on. This person came on the TV. I'd never seen this person before, didn't know who it was, and I was just like, whoa, dude. And he thought I was reacting to this person because she was hot or something like that. That's what he thought I was reacting to. But I was like, dude, that's a man. And then he just kind of shook his head and laughed and thought I was crazy. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of strange. You know, I don't quite know what to make of it or how to explain it necessarily. But the transvestites are pretending to be conservatives. Bruce Genderless, who goes by the name of Caitlyn Jenner now, changing the name, right? Just like God would change people's names, like Jacob, he changed the name to Israel, or Abraham was changed to Abraham. It's their transformation. They get a new name. Caitlyn Jenner is a conservative Republican who speaks out against the transgender agenda. Now let's look at a clip and notice how deep the voice is, right? Just observe. Use your brain.
It is the fact that they are mutilating and literally castrating physically and chemically minors in the name of this false ideology that has animated us. No way this happened without Rupert's blessing. No way.
Why is the voice so deep? This voice is deeper than mine. And that's probably intentional. They can speak in a higher voice if they want to. So in that way, the androgyne captures the hearts and minds and soul of the conservatives. People are following the androgyne, and they don't even know it. Megyn Kelly's in on it. It's basically like the movie They Live. There are a bunch of aliens on TV. They're all lying to us. They're trying to destroy our souls. Spiritual warfare right here. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. It's like the Pied Piper leading people off a cliff. And it's obvious, but yet the brainwashed masses can't see it. Why? Because they have no love of the truth. Why? Because their works were evil. And finally, one more thing. It's got the androgyny dress on. Right, this is a sodomite pagan priest sent to perform some kind of spell casting as a newscaster. These are spell casters. Right? This person is practicing magic and sorcery right here, which is pharmakia. And it's got the androgyny dress on, one male side, one female side. And in Freemasonry, they take that same ancient ritual, and they say in Freemasonry, when you become a Freemason, you have to expose one breast to prove that you're not female. Whenever they expose a shoulder, and those pretty broad shoulders, I might say, this represents bearing one breast to prove that you're not female. Male and female, half and half. You see old statues and paintings of the androgynous gods from the ancient world wearing very similar clothing. Wearing a wig, makeup, lipstick, earrings, facial feminization. Although that's a pretty large skull, they better go back to the clinic. This person, you can tell, goes back to the clinic all the time because always looks different year over year. This person is a changeling. They're trying to brainwash everyone to accept androgyny. And this is one way they're doing it. People watching the androgyne. The more people look at the androgynes, the more normal it becomes, and people get used to it. And people start to think real women are supposed to look like this. This is the first transvestite I ever noticed on TV. It really got me thinking, why are there transvestites on TV? There's many different conspiracy theories about this person. For example, some people think this was O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, who was also another transvestite. Could be. They could have just changed the face a little bit, gave it a new paint job. I don't know if it's true or not. It almost doesn't really matter too much to me. But they must have done something with O.J. Simpson's ex-wife. This person just never seems to go away, keeps returning, and seems to have a new show on Sirius. Sirius, of course, is the, well, they call it the brightest star in the sky, but that excludes the planets. The planets are actually the brightest stars in the sky. You can observe that. They shine their own light. But Sirius is considered the brightest non-wandering star, the dog star, they call it. And it's associated with all kinds of practices and beliefs about that. And this is just one example of a transcaster. There are many out there. You know who they are. They're never going to stop, right? Spiritual warfare. Put on the armor of God. All right, thanks. Have a great day.
When you pray, recognize that you are praying to a God who's able to do more than you could imagine. You are praying to a God who is not limited in power. And all too often, we're so shy because we don't want to come across as selfish, or we don't want to come across as immature, or we don't want to come across as ridiculous. And we approach Him and we pray these reserved prayers. Oh, Lord, I'm asking just for this, or just for that, or barely meet the need, or barely come through. Or, Lord, I'm not praying for the complete miracle, but maybe just a little bit of this or a little bit of that. No, my friend. When you pray, pray with faith. Pray bold prayers. If you believe that, type amen. The Holy Spirit is very grieved with cowardly preachers in this hour. I don't say that to be condescending. I don't say that to try to put others down. That's why I don't name names. It's the Holy Spirit's job to convict them personally. But it's no secret that cowardly preachers just aren't standing for truth or God's word and thinking themselves to be clever. Many so-called leaders are just causing confusion by their lack of clarity and boldness. It is not clever to dance around issues. It is not wise to give half answers. This day and age calls for people who will speak clearly, who will see clearly, and who will obey God no matter what the cost. He's raising servants who are filled with holy fire, who will not compromise the word.
following video was posted by Reman8. The user states, "Something set off the security alarm on one of our properties 2 nights ago. This is the footage we found after nothing was stolen. People believe whatever was captured could have been a spirit from a different dimension. Let's take a look." A shadow person seems to be walking through different rooms of the house and moving things around before he triggers the alarm and disappears into thin air. And as mentioned before, no signs of an intruder were found after. Strange, isn't it? The uploader swears that nobody was home at the time. I believe him. What could we be looking at here in your opinion? Pretty mysterious.
On this channel, I want to show people it is the whole world. And I also want to show people that it's not just A-list celebrities like movie stars. It's even quote-unquote regular people. Here is a real estate agent from Quebec, Canada, Arash Shakur. Right? I just stumbled upon this. And in stumbling upon this, you can see he's doing an interesting gesture with his hands there, the Uttara Bodhi Mudra pointed down. Right, just a coincidence, I'm sure, right? But again, there's going to be people to this channel that say, well, I know it's in Hollywood, but I don't know about the rest of the world. It truly, truly, truly is the whole world. Satan deceives the whole world. This is one of the ways I know 100% that the world is biblical, by seeing these things. A real estate agent from Quebec is doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra with his hands there. Yes, he is. So this is quote-unquote a regular person. It's the whole world like this. It's a real estate agent from Quebec, and it's Brad Pitt and all the A-list celebrities. It is a lot of people. It's hard to understand. It's hard to digest and take. But this truly is the world. I don't hate these people. I want them to be saved. Brothers and sisters, everyone else, God bless you.
Are you ready to be healed, David?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you can feel the power of God on you.
Yeah.
That's the power of God on your foot. Well, that's the power. Sit down for a moment, David. Sit down for a moment. Have a seat, sir. That's the power of God on your foot. Okay, you're okay, David. You can take that off and go for a walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's wrong with your foot? What was wrong with your foot?
Plantar fasciitis.
Okay. So take it off. Okay, off you go. Excuse me, Zawadi. Someone say, praise the Lord. Come on back, David. What's happening?
Yeah, pain's much less.
The pain's much less.
Yeah.
Put your foot on top of mine. Just lightly. Okay, off you go. Go this way. All right, what do you say now? Turn around, David.
What's happening?
It's rigid, getting less and less.
Getting less and less. What do you think about that?
Great.
Praise the Lord. And chronic fatigue. Luca.
25 years.
Oh, that's the power of God on you, Esther. Wow, that's the power of God moving on you. God loves you. Hey?
I love you. Amen.
Can I pray for you? Come on. What's your name?
Lynette.
Lynette, God loves you. You have a capacity of love for people. It's a heartfelt love you have for people. It's the love of God in your heart. There's a supernatural love. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I see it in you.
Just stand up. What else do you want?
Anything that Jesus wants to give me.
So Megan,
yes.
When you heard me go, I was praying for the person beside you.
Oh,
she went out. But you, I saw treasures of heaven go into your belly.
Amen.
Did you feel that? Treasures were imparted to you from heaven. There's change. Change. Praise God. Did we pray for you?
My son, I came here for my son, not me.
Okay.
But it was a bonus to have me.
Just take off your mask.
Yeah. This is what we need it for. It's a fear of the mask since COVID. He's getting bullied at school because of it. He had traumas. We had to leave the school on Monday to go to a new school.
I believe it's okay. You can take it off now. Give him more, Lord. Power of God going through you, Clinton. Power of God going through you, Clinton. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Power of God all over you. That's the name of Jesus at work inside you. Inside you at work. That's the name of Jesus moving inside you. Get out. In Jesus' name. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. I believe you're free. What do you feel happened, Clinton?
Just a lightness.
Sorry?
Just a lightness.
Take me to your own. Oh, yes, you will wish to have a name. Sorry, what? No.